Unit 6. Recording 1.
Now, if everyone's got a coffee, I think we should begin. Has everyone read this month's book and seen the film?
Sure. Yes.
Well, Michael, I suppose as you chose this book for us to read, you should start us off. Why did you choose it?
Yes, well, okay. I chose it because we have a book and a film which I think people will have strong opinions about. Also, his latest book, Inferno, has just come out. Again, seems to be dividing opinion. Critics are often not keen, but people buy his books. He is one of the world's most read authors. I thought I would choose one of his earlier works, and the one which perhaps made him so popular. Well, The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. What can I say? I really thought it was brilliant. It's a real page-turner. I read the whole thing in a day. I thought the film was great too, but I suppose I just really like Tom Hanks. He's a fantastic actor.
Really? I thought it was dreadful.
Oh, come on, Paul.
All that stuff about the Louvre being a museum, which is in Paris, which is in France, I felt insulted. And what was all that romantic stuff in the middle? No, I'm sorry, it's not my kind of thing. And in the film, Tom Hanks looks nothing like the main character in the book, Robert Langdon, should. It's ridiculous. Jenny, what did you think?
Okay, Paul, I agree that was a bit odd, but you must agree the plot was riveting. All those twists and turns. I couldn't put it down.
Really, Jenny, I'm surprised at you. It was really tedious. And the ending was a real letdown. After 500 pages, nothing really happened. I found that Stephen King book we read last month much more tense, and at least the characters were written with some imagination.
I agree with you, Paul. I just couldn't get into it. It was really dull and just not thought-provoking, which I was surprised about, considering the subject matter. And as for the film, oh dear, what a disappointment. It was just awful. In fact, I think the film is worse than the book, if that's possible.
Come on, Erica. It's a thriller. It's light and easy to read. Just a good story.
Well, not for me. It was very hard going at the beginning, and then I just gave up. There were just too many people in it for me. And all those really short chapters about the different people. I suppose that was to make it easier to follow, except that for me it didn't work. I don't know if it was the way it was written.
Well, for me, it certainly lived up to all the hype. I definitely read one of his others now. I agree with Michael. It was really gripping. I couldn't wait to see what would happen next.
Not me. I mean, I like a good mystery, but this was definitely overrated.
Yes, just awful. Anyway, let's agree to differ on this one. But it's my turn to choose for next month, and it's going to be something a bit less lightweight. How about a classic? Perhaps something by Charles Dickens, you know, with interesting characters?
Great. A lot of his stories have been made into films as well.
Yes, I've never read any of his, but I'm sure I've seen some of the film versions.
Sounds good.